in a world full of straight people. Aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Hello, kings and queens and in-between sinner saints. And I don't know if I is or I ain't. Welcome to another shimmering and glimmering and glitterly episode of Yes, Jesus. Hi, I'm Daniel Francesi, the world's personification of glitter. And I'm here with my shiny, hiney bestie.
Hi, I'm gayer than Christmas, Azariah Southworth.
Jingle, jingle bells, because here at Yes, Jesus, we believe.
We are so fabulous. We sweat glitter.
Ooh, God's sparkle comes from within.
I think that was my glitter demon, but a little extra glitter never hurts.
This is going to be a great debate. Most people don't like glitter. They call it the herpes of the craft world. But let's hold off this debate until after we get into our praise report and prayer requests. Now, this is the section of our show where if you have a little something extra that is weighing on your shoulders, you can let us know. And we'll add it to our prayer request. Azzy and I will pray for you, and our Yash Jesuits will pray for you too. You know, prayer works. Lots of support from your community here at Yash Jesus. And also, if you have something that's just like so good that you want to share it, like a gratitude moment, get up on the soapbox and let us know God is good in your praise report, and we'll hallelujah along with you. So this one is both a praise report and a prayer request all rolled up into one.
Now, this is from Rachel. Rachel says, I want to lift up praise for Chubb for coming so far after his family disowned him for being gay early this year. He is starting college this autumn and making such strides. Prayers for him as he begins for peace and confidence when his anxiety and past trauma arise.
Yes, Chubb, we lift you up. When someone has a name like Chubb, you know that they have the confidence in there.
And they're rising to the occasion, yeah.
Yeah, rising to the occasion for sure. We lift you up in praise, Chubb, for sure. Yes. And hope that you have an amazing, amazing year. Azzy will be right back after this with the scripture of the day.
I'm Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race, and you're listening to Yes, Jesus, Yes, Jesus.
And now we're back. Azzy, it's the scripture of the day. What is it? It's soul food. What is it?
It comes to us from Exodus 34, 29 through 30. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him.
He came down from Mount Sinai with two tablets of the covenant. I came down from Cedar Sinai with two tablets of OxyContin. But I tell you what.
Maybe no. It was an iPad that was shining on his face.
That joke, that joke came from the Catskills, like the olden days. This is definitely one of the biggest, perhaps the biggest debate that is interesting to split up the whole Yash Jesus family.
Yes, this is the question that is going to cause such an uproar. What are your thoughts on glitter? The G word.
What prompted this?
Well, first of all, it has been common wisdom that the queers love glitter. I mean, go to your apartment for... It's not your fault, though. It's not your fault. I mean, we love things that are shimmery and shiny. Can you blame us?
Yes. And although I do love glitter, I love bio glitter. Glitter is a microplastic, and most glitter that's been out there is still on this earth. Like glitter from like when you were a kid is still here somewhere. It's very hard to get rid of glitter or do anything with glitter. And so
the most invasive species.
It's pretty bad. And, you know, honestly, one time I was even on a TV show with Melissa Etheridge, and I was talking about, it was a news program, it's a blur, but I was talking about microplastics and about glitter and how, for Pride season, like, you know, maybe try to go lean towards bio glitter. And here I am this Halloween. Marco makes me this unbelievable costume for the Mr. Barillet pageant. And I wore it on Halloween and there was glitter on the inside of the fabric. Now, I'm not talking like a glittery fabric. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But I'm not talking about a glittery fabric. I'm talking about glitter on the inside of the fabric. At first, I was like, there's glitter everywhere. He's like, well, you know, you drag a big long fur train, because I was wearing it's like a king's robe. He's like, you drag a train along the floor here at my studio, you're going to pick up glitter. It's like glitter everywhere, you know? And I'm like, that's true. But no, it was in the fabric and shedding it forever.
And it went from the inside of the fabric to the inside of you and the inside of your fabric.
It was all over. Honestly, because when I took it off, it was like, it looked like I was coated in glitter. People were like, what makeup is that? I was like, just wear this. Just wear this coat to the rave, honey. And you'll be covered in glitter too. It was everywhere. It was all over my body. It was glitter everywhere in my apartment. I mean, everywhere. I had to get a cleaning crew in here and I had to said, listen, I'll pay you extra, but I need a deep clean. I need to get every piece of glitter you can get out of this apartment. They were for days. There was glitter all over my body. I had tape everywhere in my bed. I think I'm never going to get rid of this stuff. Every once in a while, I see a little glimmer of it. I might need to move.
And, you know, honestly, the whole time you're telling the story, the freaking Deacon Ross is gagging because he hates glitter with the passion of a thousand suns.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ross has told me stories about his hate of glitter, spending too many years working as a camp counselor and seeing those kids all day at the day camp. I'm sure coating a piece of paper with glue and then just dousing it with glitter. You don't need that much glitter. So the extra just goes everywhere. There's glitter. I mean, no matter whenever you use glitter, you're going to be suffering. I have the same problem with gold leaf.
Really?
It's everywhere. Yeah, it's in my fingernails. It's on the and then it's just like permanently on the paintbrush. It's like once it gets its hold, that's it.
Well, like you said earlier, you know, some people say that glitter is the herpes of arts and crafts, but we want to offer a more Christian analogy. Glitter is like gossip. That's right, chisme. It might seem shiny and fun at the moment, but it will always come back to haunt you. We've all done it.
It's true. And glitter being a microplastic, that's even still like gossip. It's just like those tiny pieces of plastic that end up in our water and in our soil and goes into our food and comes out of our poop.
Speaking of which, have you seen the pills you can take that say that when that will make you shit glitter? Have you seen this? Would you ever try that?
No. Why? No.
You know, just sparkle up your toilet experience a little bit, you know, just like, do you want to enhance your toilet experience? And they're going to sell a light with it too, that will like enhance the shine of the glitter. You know, it's capitalism at its finest. Shit glitter, we'll charge you for it.
No.
No? Well, there is environmentally friendly glitter. You could get that to try to save the fishes.
Well, how much does environmentally friendly glitter cost? Is like, what's the cost of glitter these days? What's it going to take to get you into some good ego glitter? It's possibly easier, I don't know, to just like not use glitter at all.
Well, also glitter is terrifying. Did you hear our scripture of the day? This is about God handing Moses the Ten Commandments, the glitter tablets.
Up on a mountain talking to God while God was writing out these Ten Commandments. But when he came down, apparently, a little of the God glitter ended up on Moses' face.
And that's how the iPad was invented. His face was shimmering and shining like he had just applied some face glitter makeup. I mean, I'm going to call them glitter tablets from now on. And the people, they shrunk back in fear. They were afraid to come near the glitter.
Yeah, because they might get some of the glitter on themselves. That shit does not clean up. I'm telling you, I see it now.
Finally, Moses' brother Aaron had to come over and explain what the problem was.
Can you imagine Aaron saying, you have a little something on your face? No, no, over there. No, like over there, like all over your face, like in your beard.
Well, if you need to know how the story from Exodus wraps up, Moses explains the Ten Commandments to the people, but then he puts on a veil over his face.
Hopefully it was made of duct tape, because that's what gets glitter out of a beard, duct tape.
True. Apparently, talking to God will give you glitter face. After that,
get that duct tape. Right. Ooh, masking tape, not duct tape. Masking tape. Duct tape is all different. That'll stick to your hair.
She's trying to get you to go bald.
No, it's really bad. Yeah.
Well, after that, whenever Moses talked to God, he put a veil over his face before he returned to the people.
Yeah, not a masking tape veil, like a little lacy thing, maybe, like what those old grandmamas would wear.
Maybe.
The Italian grandmama said, hey, my husband has been a dead 10 years. So, okay, we have glitter. We got lace. I think this episode is pretty queer and pretty exciting, right, so far?
Yes, and the Bible is just queer, and sometimes you will get a Bible story with glitter and lace. That's the beauty of the Holy Scripture, my dear. Sometimes it's just there, even when you don't know it.
Well, Moses is not the only one who had a shiny face. Jesus himself also started to sparkle and shine. We often call this story the Transfiguration, but maybe maybe he just got dipped in some glitter.
Yes. For this story, we need to go to Matthew 17, 1 through 2. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as light.
Is that really glitter, or is that just a glow up? Maybe Jesus was just given a healthy glow.
Well, anyway, I think that we assume that a bright, shiny face and body is a sure sign that God is with you. You know, both Moses and Jesus got really bright and shiny when they were really near to God up on the mountain.
Let's also talk about glitter and makeup, body glitter and stuff like that. First of all, my Halloween costume turned me into a body glitter person. Against my will, I need to add, but I did look fabulous.
So the glitter is on your body, then you are sharing it with all your intimate partners. Have you thought about that?
I didn't have a bunch of intimate partners that night. I don't know what your Halloween was like, but it's not love if you don't have to leave. Yeah, it's not love if you don't leave a trail of glitter with yourself and your partner anyway, just to mark them, to remind them of what a magical time you were having together.
That's right, for days and days. Well, did you know that some big names also defended glitter? We went and pulled some shine and glitter quotes from celebrities from the ages so we can share those with you. Every woman in this world wears a little sparkle, some in their dress and some in their eyes, by Shala Khan.
Use each moment to make another's eyes sparkle and to warm a heart, Doreen Virtue.
I like this one. Nothing can dim the light that shines from within, Maya Angelou.
Shine is my favorite color, Marc Jacobs.
We are all stars and we deserve to twinkle, Marilyn Monroe.
I quite like sequins. I think it's the drag queen in me, Sienna Miller.
Okay, yes, Jesuits, now it's time for you to speak up. What do you think of glitter? Is it a sign of God's love or abomination?
I want to add one more quote. James St. James, if you got a hunchback, just throw a little glitter, honey, and come dance with me.
James St. James, yeah.
Leave your comments on our website or your quotes at yasjesuspod.com or on social media at yasjesuspod. We want to hear from you and your take on everything that sparkles.
All right, yes, Jesuits, your tithe love offering, charity act of good. It seems like a bad idea to suggest that our act of good is to share glitter with someone else, no?
No, I don't think they'll appreciate that too much.
Let's say this. If you are going to use glitter, please buy the environmentally friendly stuff. We don't need fabulous glitter showing up in our food, in our poop, in our caca.
But we'd like you to show up because you may have followers, but if your followers are not actively engaging with each other, learning from each other, and vibing like glitter in a carpet regularly, then you don't have a community. So please reach out to us. We want to know who you are, and we want to see your shine and feel your presence. Now, we have more drag queen prayers. Yes, Jesus was at RuPaul's Drag Con UK in London, and while we were there, we got some holy prayers from some divine drag queens. Today, we're going to open our prayer segment with a prayer offering by Mother, well, actually, Auntie Michelle Visage.
I pray that every single human being finds love and peace and happiness within who they truly are, without having to fake it for anybody else, without having to please anybody else, with it able to look in the mirror and say, I love you, to themselves, wholly and fully, without question or doubt. That's what I hope for every single human being. That's what everybody deserves to be able to do. Because I think most of us live our lives to please everybody else, whether it's a parent or a significant other or somebody who we look up to. We're always faking it most of our lives to be accepted by somebody, some group, something, but never worrying about being accepted by our own self. We can't, so many of us can't look in the mirror and look at ourselves and go, I love you and mean it. And that's sad and scary at the same time. We're raising children to think that they have to be something for somebody else and look a certain way to fit in, when really none of that matters. Because at the end of the day, it's only you. It's only you in that box at the end. This world is never going to be 100% on your side. That's the reality. The reality is the world is not a nice place. So you have to defend yourself. You have to be your biggest advocate. And by defend, I don't mean having to confront other people. I mean for yourself, for who you are, for being able to know who you are and live it. Because so many of us know who we are, especially queer kids, but they can't live it. Now, As far as coming out and all that stuff, that's a whole different topic, but that needs to be done in safety. You can't do those things when you're not safe and when you don't feel safe, and you know that feeling in your gut. Now, a lot of times I hear great stories about people thinking their family won't support them, and then they end up coming out because it happens, and their family is totally on their side. But that doesn't happen as much as it should be happening, because kids don't ask to be born, and they certainly don't ask to be born queer or trans or gay, whatever the situation is. So, you know, I often tell parents, you don't have to approve of who your child is. You just have to accept of who your child is. That's it. Acceptance is all they need. They just need love. You're never going to approve it because you're not going to understand it. But I don't think really approval matters. I think you just need to look at your kid and go, I love you no matter what, no matter who you are. That's what matters. So all the queer kids out there that don't feel that they have somebody who loves them for who they are, know that you do, because we here love you. We don't know you, but we know you. And we love you for who you are completely. And it's a journey for some people. It's a journey for some people. It's a journey. My child's going through it right now. It's a journey to find your identity and who you are, whether it's gender, sexual, or even just your life, your job, your career. Who am I? That'll come in time. But the most important thing is for you to love yourself, who you are right now. Nobody's going to do it more than you. Queer joy, for me, is queer people being able to live their life because of the people that have fought before them and trailblazed and knocked down those barriers and threw those bricks and did what they had to do so you can live out and loud and proud and not care what people think. And you'll get to it. I think it doesn't happen in your teens. It certainly doesn't happen in your 20s. But the time the 30s start to roll around, mid-30s, definitely by the 40s, you are out and having your party in life. But I want it to happen sooner for these kids who struggle with self-doubt and self-loathing. There's no time for that because you're perfect just the way you are right now. So queer joy is living out and proud and loving life and loving who they are.
What would you say to a Christian conservative or just a judgmental person of queer, trans people, queens? What would you say about them? They don't know us.
Alt-right, whoever they are, I think it's from fear. I think it's fear, and fear causes the bullying mentality because it's the unknown. So I say to them, educate yourself. Learn a little bit about it. You don't have to go deep because you're going to be worried about what people are thinking about you. But if you just educate yourself a little bit, I think you'll realize that queer people are no different than you are. Nobody's trying to take away any straight rights or anything like that, because I see, you know, in an overpopulated world, breeders, heteronormative people are, you know, saying that we're not going to have families anymore and that society's going to change. Absolutely never going to happen. This is never going to happen, because at the end of the day, we are at a population limit on this planet. So don't you worry, because gay people, I know this is going to be a shock, can be parents too. And that's very weird. You know, it's a rule breaker. It's a little crazy. But yeah, gay people can be really fantastic parents. So for me, I feel like conservative people who don't understand it just don't have the education. It's ignorance. And I think the definition of ignorance is not enough information. So get the information. We can't fight hate with hate, because nobody wins there. So we fight hate with love and education. And if you can change one person's idea of what it is to be gay, what it is to be queer, questioning, trans, bi, then it's a win. Because we don't want your life. We actually have no want for your life. But if you're worried about the afterlife and queers and the resurrection and the pearly gates, don't lose sleep over that. Let the queer people worry about that, what's going to happen to them in their afterlife. You don't worry about a thing. Let your God be your God, and let the queer people have their own beliefs, and just love them and let them be who they are. Does that make sense? I think so many people use religion as hate, and that's not what the God that I know of would be about. The God that I know of would be an all-loving, all-accepting God. That's why people were created in different colors, different races, different genders, different credos. We're allowed to change our mind because that's how we were created. So if you were born in a different body than you belonged in, that's your prerogative to change it and feel comfortable in the skin that you're in. And sometimes it's not the skin we're born in, and that's okay. It's not going to affect you. You're still going to go on, and you're going to do your job, and you're going to go home at night, and you're going to fuck your wife or your husband, and you can have your babies. But your queer neighbor can do the same thing, and it won't affect you. Amen.
We love you, Michelle. Thank you. We give thanks for you, and we give thanks for all of you to God that you shine in our hearts and on our faces and all over our bodies. You are a true sparkle in our lives. Keep us glittery in body, mind, and spirit.
And we don't know if we should be giving thanks for glitter or not, but you know what? It might be a sign, a way to hold perspective of God's love or something that provokes God's wrath even. And we want to sparkle and shine, and we will always look for ways to leave our mark on one another, especially me. God, we also are praying and praising with Rachel for Chubb for coming so far after his family disowned him for being gay. May Chubb thrive in the college environment and find supportive peers as he heals and finds peace from his anxiety and past trauma.
Your tribe is out there, Chubb. We are waiting for you, and we are so grateful for you and thankful in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Azzy. And I'm thankful for you.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for all of you for listening to another episode of Yash Jesus. You can find us on social media at Yash Jesus Pod or on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you like the show, please support us with a donation. We've set up a Patreon account where you can become a supporter like Jeff did. And you can also make a one-time donation through the Buy Me a Coffee button. Information to do so is in our show notes. And it's on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you ain't got no money, honey, just don't worry about it. Leave us a review or share us with a friend. Help spread us like glitter to Yash Jesus, to others who might need to hear us. Now, you might want to leave an audio prayer or prayer request.
Or praise report on our website at yashjesuspod.com. We would love to share your voice and your prayers on the show. So drop us a line or send us a recording on yashjesuspod.com.
Sure, send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your episode ideas, your guest ideas, or even just a sparkle on, you glittery bitches. Glittery, what do I have? We would love to hear from you. Yash Jesus is hosted by me, the glitterly awesome Danny Francesi, and
the sun shining slut Azariah Southworth. Music, sound, editing, and all things audio are done by Chris Heckman. Our show is produced by the freaking Deacon Ross Murray and Lady Boss Meredith Pauly. Our sugar daddies are Reverend Jeff C, Francesca S, Nathaniel N, and John H.
This episode is brought to you by the World of Wonder Podcast Network. We are streaming and screaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and remember, no matter how glittery, sparkly you are or not, God loves you just as you are.
So keep praising the Lord, y'all.